crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatolidibop, shabadooey.
With the editing, you can start right after your laugh, or right before your laugh. Hello, everybody.
Hello, and welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is
it's
Mike.
It's always an adventure on this couch, isn't it, Mike?
Life is an adventure.
Yes, that's right. Yes, and I'm Stephanie. I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, and you're Mike.
And you're that. Stephanie.
Yeah, and away we go.
And who are we, and what are we?
We're something. We're Pork Therapy.
We're something.
Something. We're Pork Therapy, and we are a show about relationships from a liberty-oriented perspective, which means we talk about all different kinds of relationships between friends, family, coworkers, lovers, anyone you can think of under the sun, because we think that relationships are the foundation of a voluntary society, and that's ultimately what everyone has the most control over in their own lives. So why not improve them and make them great? And we also talk about anarchism and
yay, because that's freedom.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, we have a dilemma or a quandary that we wanted to
discuss. Yeah.
No, it's not really a dilemma. It's just something that we anticipate might become an issue.
What do we do about it?
What do we do about
it? We're growing. It's growing pains.
It's not pains. Growing fun.
Growing treasure.
Growing beauty. Treasure. Oh, God. Listen to episode one to find out about
that. Is that episode one?
Something like that. Wow. Way back. Mike doesn't... Okay, so we can tell this story, because there was that guy who went through the TSA line and said, don't touch my junk.
Right.
Well, Mike took major issue with that.
Not just that guy.
Not only because he hates the TSA, feeling people up and violating their civil liberties and all that, but this guy said junk when genitalia is not junk. It's treasure, according to Mike,
well,
right?
It's treasure would be a better word than junk, because you like your genitals, especially in their sexual connotation.
Sure.
You know, you want them. It's not junk.
Yes. It's anyway. Not something you would just cast away and ignore.
And hope falls off and rots.
Oh, no, you didn't just say that.
But you know what? In terms of language, this brings me to another tangent. Welcome to the Tangent Show. We've talked about this on another episode, but I'm going to bring it up again. So recently, I've told friends, people I deal with on a daily basis, that if they hear me say fuck or shit, then I owe them a quarter. Everyone who hears me say it, I owe a quarter.
Really? You haven't made that deal with me?
No, well, I'm making
so now,
it right now.
Now you owe our entire audience a quarter.
With the exception of, I can say fuck or shit to explain this deal to new people.
Ah, okay. That you get a freebie.
Right. So instead, and the reason I'm doing this is because I don't think there are bad words. You know, people call it, oh, that's a bad word, especially kids. No, there's nothing bad about a word.
No.
You might not like it, then you don't like it. But it's just a word. It's just a sound coming out of someone's mouth. I don't think those are bad words. I think state is a bad word. Because it represents tyranny and oppression and evil and force. Mm-hmm. And it's disgusting. And theft.
Mm-hmm.
And kidnapping. And everything that's bad. So so I'm trying to replace all my, you know, bad words with state. Mm-hmm. So mother stater and state you and this is a piece of state. So
Mother
that's
Stater,
I guess
that's one that I heard very often. Yeah. Anyway.
So I guess the reason I brought it up is because I'm changing those words. Just like I don't like junk, I like treasure. I don't like, you know, fuck doesn't bother me. Actually, what does bother me about fuck is it can be something so awesome and the word is used so bad. Or like Brett from School Sucks podcast did an episode on shit.
Oh, no, he did a blog post about
a blog
shit,
post.
And it was really funny.
It's awesome. We'll link to it on the show notes. But he basically said, shit can mean something so bad and so good.
Well, yeah, that it used to mean something right. bad, and then over time it just changed to just anything. Like, it used to mean something bad, like, oh, you know, that's a piece of shit, like, that's really bad. Then it became, what do I do with this shit? Like, it was just
a thing,
anything neutral.
Right.
And then it became actually good.
Right.
Like, he said he went to a barbecue and someone was taking, like, a scoop of salad or something right. and said, oh, this shit is delicious.
Right.
And you just stopped and wondered.
Right. So I think those words have too many meanings and could mean too many things, and they're not bad. They're just
it's what it connotes that's bad.
Not
the word itself,
right.
but the meaning of the word.
Right. For
which
that
is
matter,
why state. I mean, if you use it in place of shit or fuck,
mm-hmm.
then it still means the same thing as long as the person knows what you're talking
right.
about. Right.
A mother stater.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's another reason that fuck and shit aren't that bad, is because you could say frack and shite.
Shucks.
Whatever. And people still know exactly what you mean, you just haven't used the word.
Right.
The meaning hasn't changed. You could say shizzle.
Yeah.
My favorite.
The word that was specifically invented.
Yes. To be able to say shit on the air.
Without saying shit.
So they just changed it to shizzle, and they're still saying it. It's so...
It's asinine.
Yes. It's asinine.
Yes.
Good one.
But
okay.
Which is not a swear word,
right.
by the way.
So, all of this has absolutely nothing to do with Tonight Show.
Right.
Which is...
I don't even remember what it is.
We were talking about a conundrum or growing treasure or whatever. A growing non-pain. A growing pleasure, whatever.
Yeah.
So
a growing pleasure. I like
the
that.
The show, we have more listeners. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
And we have more participants, people asking questions mm-hmm. and such. Although we'd still love more participation. Go to our website and rate the shows and leave comments. We'd love it.
Send us a question.
Yes.
Questions at porktherapy.com. Call us.
419-PT-LOVE-4.
Indeed. Another shameless plug for our show.
But with all the show getting bigger,
mm-hmm.
we are debating whether or not to monetize it.
Well, here's the situation.
Yes.
Basically, there's like an offer to advertise. We've gotten an offer for someone to advertise on our show.
Yes.
And we were deciding.
We didn't solicit it. This offer came to us.
It fell into our lap. Yeah basically. And what we've been trying to decide, Pork Therapy has been commercial free up to this point. We've had no ads on our blog. We've had no,
ads on the show.
Ads, no live reads.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. And
I like it.
I like it too. I absolutely like it. And I think our listeners like it too, because nobody really wants to hear ads.
Ever.
Well,
Who wants to hear an ad? If you want to learn about a project, you'll go to the internet and learn about it in 30 seconds. You don't have to have ads shoved at you.
Well, to play devil's advocate, yeah, I think in general people, and myself included, don't enjoy hearing ads. However, I have heard about some products that I didn't know about before and which turned out to be
good,
something that I enjoyed and
okay.
made my life better through advertising. And I wouldn't have known about them unless they were advertised, right?
Well,
and even
maybe.
Something like word of mouth is advertising too.
Yes.
You know, like if we talk about on the show how, oh, Mike, I like your haircut. And then you're like, oh, thanks. I got my haircut by this person.
Which would be pretty accurate.
Yeah. Then.
Because I wouldn't go to a Supercuts. I'd go to an agorist friend.
Right.
But anyway, yes. So word of mouth.
Right. But I mean, like, we probably unconsciously, without realizing that, promote different products. Mm-hmm. Without
like
even thinking about it,
like your socks this morning when I got to the studio this evening, I said, hey Stephanie, your socks don't match. And then she went into this thing about, no, this is the brand of socks, they don't match, and they come like this, and they look like this.
There
they're
are
sold
three
like this.
Socks in a package, and none of them match,
yeah.
and it's on purpose.
Yeah,
so it's just like, you'll never have matching socks, so why bother?
That could be like advertising, except you didn't tell me the brand.
But now Mike knows about these
yes.
socks, and maybe he'll
That's
get
right.
them for a present
That's
for somebody
right.
in the future that
That's right.
he thinks might enjoy them.
And well,
I wasn't trying to advertise the
right.
socks. He commented on them, and I told him about
right.
where I got them.
So basically then, do we want to advertise? So
right. Do we want to risk spamming our listeners?
Right. There could be positive aspects, especially if we pick and choose who we have as advertisers
mm-hmm.
and not have some ridiculously ludicrous diet pill advertiser or whatever.
Well, this is one of the things that we actually discussed off the air. And I think we should have this conversation on the air, though,
okay.
right, Mike? Because we're undecided about whether we should have ads on Pork Therapy, because we have gotten donations on the show,
yes,
right?
Yes, and thank you.
And of course, if you want to donate more, you should go to go to our website, porktherapy.com. We don't even ask for donations, but somehow we've gotten some, and that's awesome. And yes, those are very cool because we got a good microphone and we've been paying our hosting fees and all that stuff, all that great stuff. But, you know, we don't get much in terms of donations. I mean, it's definitely not enough for us to quit
our day jobs. To pay the microphone or pay the hosting yet.
It
hasn't even covered it yet.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I'm not saying as a listener, you kind of owe it to us to donate. Not at all. I'm just saying, boy, it would be nice if we made money doing this.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, if you like and enjoy our show, then, you know, it doesn't hurt to send us a little encouragement. Right. If you find valuable information or
actually I do that. Like with, Uncle Jay, I don't even know the name of the show. Uncle Jay Tells the News to Kids or something like that. It's a great video podcast.
Oh, I've
3 minutes weekly. It's a fantastic podcast. Huh. And he always asks for donations. And I don't give because he asks. I give because I listen to every show and I've been listening for over a year. And that takes effort. So I give him some money.
I see.
So some people could do that for us, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that if they did that. But anyway, so up until this point, we've been advertisement free. We haven't seeked out advertisers. We haven't even really seeked out donations. We've just been pretty much.
We haven't sought them out either.
Just. Yes.
Sorry.
We haven't used good grammar either.
We haven't sought them out.
We haven't sought out either one. And that's fine. We've just been pretty much doing this for fun and to open other doors for ourselves and, you know, all these other benefits that come with being a podcaster. So. And to improve our own communication skills is another one, and all these other benefits that come with being a podcaster. But now that we've had this offer to advertise, we're kind of at a crossroads because we're like, well, should we go? It's sort of like going past the point of no return because once we've had ads, we've had ads, even though we've never had ads before.
We've had them, but we can always cancel them and go back if it's not working out.
We can.
We just can't say, we're always ad-free.
But I don't want to, like, hold that over our listeners' heads. Like, I don't want to use that as a threat. Like, you didn't donate enough, so we have to have ads now.
Well, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to do that either. And there's some form of in-between that we could do where we could say something like, if we receive X in donations, then we'll only have one ad or no ads or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's still holding it over their head, and I don't want to do that.
That's kind of what Free Talk Live does with their their amp program.
Right, and you know, more power to them, but I don't want to do that.
Which has kind of worked. I mean, they're actually a radio show primarily, and we are primarily a podcast, but we are on the radio sometimes. But we
actually, what they do is something different because slightly different because if you donate to them through their amp program, the benefit is you get a version of the podcast without commercials. You still get live on air reads, but with the commercials edited out.
Mm-hmm.
Would we do that? Would we edit out commercials for people who donate?
We'd have to have two podcasts.
We would. I know. Yeah. It's not something
it
I really want to do.
It seems like it's more work. Maybe if we had a lot more donors or a lot more listeners.
Advertisers.
Or advertisers. Yeah. And the other thing I don't want to do is sell ads. Like, I don't want to spend my time selling ads.
I would hate that. Yeah. I would probably
not do the show.
Exactly. I'd probably get so frustrated with having to do that to make the show that I just wouldn't want to do the show.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah. Because we do this for fun. Like we started this because we had this idea and we were like, wouldn't it be fun to do a podcast like this? And so we just did it.
Yeah.
And
we never stopped.
And we never stopped. We've been blathering for 120 episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
But so then that brings up another question. Like if we do allow ads, are we going to be picky about what kind of ads we allow? Because
I would have to say my guess right now is if we allow ads, I will be picky. I'm not going to allow crappy products or products that I disagree with.
Yeah.
I mean, I may not use it, and if I don't think it's a scam, I might allow it as an advertiser.
Right.
But if I think it's a scam, or if I think it's crazy, or if I think it's a ripoff, I'm not going to have them on here.
Yeah, I totally agree. But another question comes up.
Yeah.
How many products out there would meet those stringent criteria? Because right now, like, the offer that we had for advertising, I think it's probably would meet both my and Mike's ethical criteria, right?
Yes.
But I can envision us getting a lot of other ads or offers for advertisements
that
we are not behind those products. We don't endorse them. Like I said to Mike in an email before the show, you know, what would we do if some political candidate wanted to advertise on our show? Like, we, neither of us believes in the political system.
Right.
We both want to get as far outside of it as possible.
Yes.
We are not inside the system, people.
Right.
So what would we do if, and let's say it's someone that we know. Like,
right.
Let's say it's someone in New
Hampshire.
Which is
probably the only likely possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
it.
Able to do it either, but
yeah.
that would create a conflict.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "Well, why aren't you, you know, why aren't you supporting me and why don't you do this?" And
well, it would create conflict, but that's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
It might
maybe
be to you,
maybe it's a bigger deal to me than
right.
it is to you, but
and that's one reason to avoid doing it. I'm just
sure.
saying, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, and then another example, like Mike, you brought up a minute ago, what if some kooky diet pill wants to advertise on our show?
Or
and
anything,
that's not
or
something
a chemtrail
that
or whatever. A chemtrail.
Why would you advertise about, hey, can you buy my chemtrail?
Well, buy my chemtrail.
Maybe there are chemtrails in the sky. Maybe you would.
Right. I'm just thinking.
Someone would
want
to put out an ad that says, oh, watch out for the chemtrails.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking any ad that says that caters to that audience.
Yeah.
Are you scared of the chemtrails? Then you need to buy this product. Well, I probably don't want that.
Yeah. I don't want myself associated with that
yeah.
kind of thing. I mean, I realize that things aren't always what they seem and that there sometimes is more to the story than like the official line that you're told on
sure.
the mainstream news. We're definitely on board with that.
Yes.
However, things like chemtrails, things like any kind of conspiratorial
mind control by the government.
Oh yeah, get out your tinfoil hat.
Government
it's time
is the
to,
worst thing ever, but there is no mind control.
Yeah, they're just or the harp or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to make the weather. They're so incompetent, they can't do anything, let alone, like, how could they possibly be controlling the weather when
right.
they can't do anything except kill people successfully?
That's right.
Yeah. It's
and that they do inefficiently.
Yeah.
They kill them.
Oh, they spend billions
yes.
of dollars doing it. So how could they be controlling the weather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't Ridiculous.
Make any sense. But the point is, like, I shy away from any of that conspiracy-bent stuff.
Yep.
Because pretty soon you're in the middle of the earth with the lizard Jews and, you know...
Hollow Earth with lizard man Jews running the trifecta.
I don't even know what
yeah,
the Illuminati or
yes.
whatever they're running in there.
Yeah.
It's not real and it's
yeah.
not true and
or whatever.
There's
anyway,
no evidence.
It's almost a moot question because since neither of us wants to go out and find advertisers, we're not going to have many come to us.
Yes,
I mean we're not going to. So is this a? I mean,
so the question is whether to. Keep what's the value in keeping Pork Therapy ad free
right.
versus accepting a small number of ads that we do approve.
Right. And by approve means
we're behind the product.
Yeah. We would, even if I don't buy the product or service, I support it. I think it's somebody might value it.
Right.
Not
like some kind of liberty oriented organization.
Yes.
We might get behind.
Well, right. Right, but you know what? I could handle advertising a product that has nothing to do with liberty if I thought the product wasn't a ripoff, wasn't a scam, etc.
Right. The thing about advertising, though, is you have to repeat it over and over and over and over and
yeah.
over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. So we'd have to have, like, the same ad on many, like, weeks of shows.
Yeah, and people would get sick of it. We'd get sick of it. We would be hating it by the end of it.
We could put all the ads, like, at the beginning or the end of the show so people know... to, you know, stop the podcast.
But that's not very effective advertising.
Exactly.
That
would be worth less to the
yeah.
advertisers. So
I don't know. I think what I'm thinking right now is that it's marginally worth it, if at all. I don't think it's really worth it. I think our listeners appreciate having an ad-free show.
I'd have to guess that's true. You guys could please email us and call us and let us know
yeah.
if you wouldn't mind an ad or two or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if you would stop listening if they came on.
Yeah. Or if you would feel better about it because you don't have the money to donate yourself or you don't want to
right.
donate, but you would like us to get some money.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Stephanie, though, about us... Like, this one fell in our lap, and you and I both think we could support this ad.
Right.
So what if, you know, two or three different advertisers fell in our lap?
And we'd have four ads per show.
No, not necessarily.
Like
maybe one, maybe two per show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'd have to repeat them for 10 shows each or 20 shows each or something.
Yeah.
But these are products that or services that we support and can get behind. Would you be all right with that? Or no, that's just too much.
Well, then we're getting into it. What's the arbitrary limit
right.
of too many ads?
Right.
And it seems unlikely that we would have this problem if we're so selective about our ads and we're not trying to get ads and we're not, you know,
yeah.
we're not seeking out.
We're not sodding them.
Sodding them. Yeah, we're not seeking out any advertisers. But it could happen. And if
yeah.
it does happen, then To be perfectly honest, I do not enjoy listening to ads.
I hate
you can
it.
Always tell when it's an ad, yes. And it's insulting, and it's yes. like it's just not pleasant.
Yeah. See, I completely agree. I would hate to have ads on the show, even though I totally would love to earn a living making this show.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we better just go for the donation model. Maybe we can pimp donations more.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we can find some kind of reward system where we do this podcast, period. Don't change it. Mm-hmm. But then if people donate, they get something more or something somehow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what.
Maybe we could sell t-shirts or something.
Maybe we could do the show nude and videotape it, and people who donate get to see the videos.
Or if you want to not see the video, you have to pay.
That's right.
If you want to get the audio-only podcast, then you have to pay. That's a great strategy, Michael.
Which one?
It's ingenious.
All right. So I guess, please, still, let us know your opinion. Whether one ad would make you stop listening, whether you'd be okay with a few ads, whether you'd donate if there was a reward.
Whether you want to hear about the lizard Jews laying the chemtrails with their eggs. And
wow. Or reward you would appreciate if you were a donator? Yeah, they're play eggs?
No, do lizards lay eggs?
Oh, yes.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
So let us know what you think, but, you know.
Come up with a business plan and email to us.
Make us money, will you?
Yeah. Thank
you. Do our work for us.
Thank you for listening. And thanks. You know the diehard listeners are going to listen to this because it has a lot of fuck and stuff in it. So it's going to be an internet-only show.
There's a lot of state in this show.
There's a lot of state. Actually, there's no state in it, but there's a lot of the word state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we said all we were going to say about the lizard Jews laying their eggs in the middle of the earth with the chemtrails.
I hope we've said all we're going to say about that ever.
Yeah, I do too.
Great. So let us know what you think. And
hey,
thank
it's
you
raining.
For...
You think it's harp?
It's
sorry. It's actually not raining. It's probably snowing more like it because
actually
the
it's
middle
clear
of winter.
Night. But yes.
Oh, okay, I just said that for effect. Anyway. Which makes it even more the suspicious why it's snowing,
right.
Because it's...
They're going to listen to this and say, oh, they knew it was snowing, and they recorded this weeks ago. They must work for the government. I work for the government, and Stephanie's a lizard.
Yeah, we should change our theme song. Mike works for the government, and Stephanie's a lizard.
Hannah, get on that.
Yeah. Chop, chop. Come on. Okay, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh. Did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.